It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, it's Friday. We're feeling good, and it is time for the tea. Kicking things off with Cuba Gooding Jr. He's facing groping charges from a 15th accuser. Cuba Gooding Jr. has been indicted on two more charges of touching a woman inappropriate, bringing the number, as I said, to 15. According to the latest, it happened at a nightclub the evening of September 9th. So he now faces a total of six counts relating to three incidents. Women are saying that he tried to kiss them, touch them inappropriate, bit them at clubs and bars. So there's all these women that have come forward, and they're all going to pretty much testify together against this dude, Cuba Gooding Jr. We all know him from Jerry Maguire. That's where he got the biggest fame.
I know. Crazy. I love
him. You can do better than that, Jerry. I want you to say it with you mean it, brother. Hey, I got Bob Sugar on the other line. I better hear you say it.
Yeah, no. Show you the money.
Not show you. Show me the money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just heartbreaking. I love that guy.
He was in that dog sled movie, and I loved him in it, so that makes me so sad.
Right? He's due back in court on January 22nd, so I'll keep you posted. Well, it is Splitsville for Rosie O'Donnell and her fiancé, Elizabeth Rooney.
Now, as my, you know, my notoriety in public is different than it was before, and with the gray hair getting older and not really being on TV that much, people don't recognize me, so now I'm back to pretending I'm a cop.
And her ex-fiance was a cop. They're not really saying why they split, but Rooney has scrubbed anything of Rosie off of her Instagram, including the letter R and a diamond ring emoji from her bio. So it's really over. That's how you know when people take you off their social media, any glimpse of you. Another split we got to get to. Ian Ziering from 90210. Hello, Steve Sanders. His wife, Erin, are also splitting up. They're divorcing after 9 years of marriage. He did the typical, like, it's with a heavy heart that I tell you, Erin and I are splitting up with our hectic work schedules, blah, blah, blah. We've grown apart. So that's sad. He's had a few marriages. I mean, Sharknado really reinvented his fame. I wonder if they're going to make another one of those. But ladies, if you're interested, he is going to be back on the market. He actually is very soon. Hugh Hefner. Okay, so he... Rest in peace. He's deceased. But did you ever watch The Girls Next Door, you guys, on E?
I did when my mom wasn't looking.
Yeah. Okay. So there was like his girlfriends, the playmates, they lived with him in the mansion. They tried to do a seance to reconnect with their former boyfriend.
Well, it was really fun. I mean, we seemed to have made contact with several different spirits. We were using the dowsing rods, and they were telling us that there was different presences there when we were asking about it. And so I feel like things were successful. We didn't have anything crazy happen, like there wasn't curtains blowing in the wind or chandeliers falling or anything like that. We did it at Holly's house because Holly's house is haunted. She has things, weird things happening at night. She'll be sleeping and the door will creak open on its own. She hears things like falling and breaking in the middle of the night. And so she'll get up and there's nothing out of place or broken.
Interesting. So Holly says that she's happy to know that her ex, Hugh Hefner, still cares about her and that he does communicate with her from beyond. We, you know, Joe tried to bring a Ouija board up in here and we said no. So thankfully we didn't do that. That is your tea. Speaking of Joe, he's not here today. And we're going to tell you exactly why and what went down. We're calling it Thrillergate, 7:40, 6:40 Central. So don't miss that. We'll just be very transparent and tell you about the meeting we had after the show and what is happening. But coming up next, we got to get to Freak Show Friday. Louie, he was getting kids, basically barreling through children to trick or treat, he is telling us. And side note, he's 55 years old. So we're going to get to him coming up next.